So I'm here with Jan Vidberg, who's the head of the Nordic Council of Ministers office here in Latvia, at the opening of the Kuti Kuti exhibition. Why have you chosen to support a project like this? I mean, it seems a little unusual. It's not the classic grand concert hall or traditional art gallery setting that we see.
No, that's true. But on the other hand, I think this is kind of a Nordic treat. I mean, to support this kind of grassroots level movements or all sorts of such experiences. And moreover, I think culture and supporting culture has always been a kind of a backbone of the activities of the office in the Nordic Council of Ministers. And we've been here now, like I said in my opening speech, we've been here now for 25 years, this 25th anniversary. And I also like to sponsor this kind of events in culture where you can feel that there is a sort of emergence of new ways of using, in this case, using art. Like I said here, the comic art is an evolving art form in the Nordic countries, and we like to somehow support its growth also here in Latvia. So, well, that's the main reason.
It's interesting as well that, I mean, a lot of the actual content of the pictures is, you know, quite dark. It's not just happy clappy people's traditional idea of a comic. No. I mean, I think that's maybe something that Nordic Council Ministers has gained a reputation for as well. It's sort of quite challenging sometimes.
Yeah, it is. And well, you can spin this in different ways, of course, but sometimes I feel like I'm being somehow associated with Nordic noir and everything is bleak and people are killing each other by, you know, droves and everything like that. And of course, that's a way of finding a niche in both in picture telling and in novels and so forth. I mean, you know, the Nordic crime. That's one way of putting it, of course. Another way of putting it is that there is a strong sort of streak or a strong track in the Nordic Nordic culture and also in Nordic politics of social politics, of not backing down for these challenges that are hard. We do like to face those challenges head on instead of trying, you know, sweep them under the carpet. And well, of course, the result is sometimes looks like, well, we're only dealing with those grim sides of society. But I think it's a kind of a tribute also to a devotion to social realism, which I believe is sort of a Nordic treatment.
And, you know, with the three Baltic states combined, you do put in quite considerable resources. What is it that you get back? I mean, is this a sort of soft power thing, or is that a little bit harsh to say that?
No, I don't think so, because I think at the bottom of all this, because, like, you know, we have offices also in Vilnius and in Tallinn, and I think, I mean, to simplify things, really, scale it down, to cut it down, is that we believe that we do have a lot to gain from closer cooperation between the Nordic countries and the Baltic countries. And we do, I mean, that an increased or a strengthened cooperation might also contribute to strengthening the joint sort of common prosperity in the area, security, of course, in the area and so forth, and our joint position in, and now I speak, this sounds very, you know, but solemn, but also in a global or an international and a global space. I think joint or a closer Nordic-Baltic cooperation will somehow enhance our position in economic and social and political terms. So I do think there's a sort of a mutual gain in this one. I mean, in the beginning, going back to 91 when we established the office and so forth, then there was a kind of a knowledge transfer, information transfer from the Nordic countries to the Baltic countries, but now we have entered the stage where we are much more of a sort of, this is a mutual cooperation in everything from all the way from art to social welfare issues, trafficking issues, sustainability issues, whatever. So we have much to gain from cooperating.